You're listening to K-Hum, Radio Without the Rules. And right now I am joined by Paul Woodland, who is going to be putting on an event on Wednesday. You're a storyteller, and you're going to be telling some pretty cool, funny-looking stories for parables and pints and Jewish folktales. And it's a part of a whole Telebration event, which is a day of storytelling that's celebrated worldwide.
Yeah, so Telebration is a worldwide storytelling event. Communities all across the world do storytelling events for grown-ups during the week of Telebration, which starts today and goes through Sunday. And I've been doing one here in Humboldt County for 12 years now, off and on for 12 years. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and so it's a way to perpetuate storytelling and bring it back to its origins, which was tales for grown-ups. Storytelling was not initially for children. It was the tales that the shamans and the storytellers in the tribes told the adults to let them know their history and their purpose as people, who and what they were. And so it's a way to bring all that back, go back to storytelling for grown-ups.
Okay, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet. And I noticed that the Telebration event as a whole has been going on since like 1988.
Correct, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So this is a pretty huge thing that happens.
It started with a revival in storytelling. We had a small revival in the 70s and 80s in the oral tradition. And so that was a culmination of all that. It's sort of like, oh, there's so much interest in this now that we can do these events.
How did you get involved with this?
I got into storytelling completely by accident. I was raising two boys. They were 5 and 6 years old. And my mother sent me a clipping that there would be a storyteller in the community I lived in. And I thought I should go and take the boys and have them experience storytelling. I'd never gone to a storytelling event before. I didn't think of it at all, you know. But I trusted my mom. She'd raised kids. She knows what she's doing. So I said, I'll do what she said. I took them to the event, and I was blown away. Now, the children enjoyed it, absolutely, but I was blown away. And I went up to the man afterwards, and I said, how do you become a storyteller? How do you do this? This is amazing. And he said, well, they teach it here at Dominican College. That's where the event was. And so I enrolled, and I studied storytelling at Dominican University for 2 years and got my certificate in storytelling.
That's awesome. How is it different doing storytelling versus just like essentially telling my friends about like what happened on Saturday?
Same thing. Like, it actually is the same thing. The process is the same. To tell a story, you don't want to be too formal. You want to be kind of casual and comfortable with it. So it's much the same way. The same way you might embellish a moment that you had that you want to share with your friends, or accentuate a certain part of it and leave something else out. That's kind of how storytelling is. You know the sequence of events, and then you play up some parts, play down others, and you choose the emphasis that you want to make on the story.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. So what kind of stuff are you going to be telling on Wednesday over at the Playhouse?
It'll be Jewish folk tales. So okay. Tales of hope, chutzpah, and humor.
Okay, awesome. Are they all funny, or are they just
There'll be some that will be more poignant than funny.
Okay.
A lot of them are going to be funny, definitely. there's a whole realm of stories about a mythical town called Helm, and the people of Helm are all fools, but they don't know that. They think they are the wisest people in the land, and so there are literally hundreds of tales of Helm and the Helmites. And so I'll tell some of those.
How did you happen upon these tales? Just like looking around, trying to find different stories?
Well, certainly you collect them from, books, collections of folk tales and things like that. But I took a class from Joel Ben Izzy, a wonderful storyteller down in Berkeley, and a course on Jewish folk tales. And I studied it under him, and then I just gravitated towards the stories. There's something about those tales that resonate for me. There's a lot of tales with wisdom and self-deprecating humor, and they make me smile, and they give me hope, and I think that we need that in this world.
I quite agree. I definitely agree. Well, do you want to hang out for just a second? I have to take a quick break, and then would you like to read a couple stories for us?
I could do that. I could tell you a couple stories.
Okay, awesome. We definitely love stories here, for sure. And Just it's going on over at the Arcata Playhouse at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. It's like $10, and it's supporting Hospice of Humboldt, too, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, doing a wonderful cause at the supporting a wonderful cause at the same time. So make sure to go on out to that if you can. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with a couple more with a couple stories, if you will. They went
out on a shoot for a limited time only at participating restaurants.
You're listening to KHUM, Humboldt Grown Radio Without the Rules, and I wanted to remind you that Signature Coffee is definitely a great place to get coffee. They roast their batches in small batches to make sure that every single bag is perfect. Fair trade, organic, delicious, feel good about the coffee you drink. Pick up some Signature today. Now, I have a guest in here, if you're just now tuning in, Paul Woodland, who is going to be doing this wonderful storytelling event, Parables and Pints, going on at the Arcata Playhouse at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. It's like $10, and you're going to be joined by your friend, Carpathian?
Carpathian, yeah. He tells ghost stories.
Okay.
So he'll be
Tell
doing...
me about Carpathian.
So he, Carpathian has a whole costume, a whole persona that he gets into. So he's got a mask and a... Oops. And
You're
a
fine.
Hood and everything, and he tells stories as Carpathian, as this persona.
That's pretty sweet.
He's really a good storyteller. He's very, very polished at what he does. So that some people have a little struggle. They look at him and think, what in the world is this all about? But then once he starts telling the stories, that pretty much goes away. Some folks spend a lot of time trying to figure out who's under the mask, you know, kind of like wondering if Batman, you know, who's behind, who is it? And other people just let the stories take over. And he's really a wonderful storyteller. So we make a great combination. I kind of go for a different style of storytelling, but we're both very personable in how we tell stories. So we fit, and yet we're very different, you know. I am just me, no costume, and he's, you know, he's Carpathian, so... It's his alter ego.
Sweet. Well, you guys basically have two different, it looks like two different storytelling things, so it kind of works out nicely, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome. Well, did you want to tell a couple stories?
Sure, I can do that, yeah. Well, I thought I'd start with one, a true story, actually, about when I moved up here to Humboldt County. I came up in the summer of 1996 to attend Humboldt State University. I was a natural resource interpretation major, and I was working at Lake Sonoma down in Cloverdale as a park ranger. And so I would go to school Monday through Friday, and then at 3 o'clock when my botany lab got out, I'd get in the car and drive 3.5 hours down to Cloverdale, and I'd work Saturday and Sunday at the park, get off work Sunday night, and drive back up 3.5 hours to Arcata so I could go to school at 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
Wow.
And that first semester nearly did me in. Not so much the driving back and forth, but I had this class that was really challenging. It was called ornithology, which is the study of birds. And it was a valuable course. I could see, you know, how it would benefit me as a park ranger, being able to identify birds and isolating the songs of the birds. Great stuff. But it was a lot of memorization, a lot of hard work. And the semester went on, and it's time for the final exam. And the professor tells us that we're going to have to identify 10 birds. But he doesn't tell us what attributes we need to know. So I stayed up late with my note cards, studying the voices of the songs of the birds and their skeletal system, the difference between a male and female, mature, immature, all those aspects. I think I'm ready. And I go in to take the exam, and I get in the auditorium, and there's a table in the front, and there's 10 birds. They're stuffed and mounted on perches, and there's a burlap sack over each one of them. And there's a number corresponding to each bird, 1 through 10. When everybody's seated, the professor comes in and he hands out a piece of paper. And it's numbered 1 through 10. And there's 2 lines for each number. And he proceeds to explain that the exam will be to identify these 10 birds. And you're to put on the lines the common name and the scientific name of each. And when you're finished, you put your name in the upper right-hand corner, turn it in, and I'll see some of you next semester, he said.
Wow.
So he sits down and starts to read a book, but he didn't take the bags off the birds. There's still these burlap sacks hanging on the birds. So somebody raises their hand and says, excuse me, professor, we can't see the birds. There's bags over them. Could you please take the bags off? And he closes his book and he stands up and he says, we've studied every aspect of birds. All semester long, we've looked at their skeletal system, their feathering, the beaks, their songs. And for this exam, I expect you to identify these birds by their legs and their feet. So no, I will not take the bags off the birds. And he sits down and continues to read. So all we could see were the legs and the feet. And I'm thinking, I studied everything except the legs and the feet. I never expected that to be part of the exam. And I think, well, certainly I can tell the difference between raptors and ducks, right? Webbed feet versus talons. But they all look like pigeon's feet to me. I couldn't differentiate. And then I thought, well, maybe the way the burlap hangs over the birds would give me some clue what's inside. But it looked like a series of Tootsie Pops. I really couldn't tell. I got frustrated. I just wrote down anything I could think of and took the paper down and set it on his desk and headed out the door. I'd done well all semester. I figured if I don't pass this, that's okay. I'll still pass the class. As I start to walk out the door, he says, "Hold on there a moment, young man." I turned and I said, "What?" "You didn't put your name on the paper." I said, "Well, you don't know who I am?" He says, "Young man, I've got 150 students in this class. How am I supposed to differentiate you from all the others?" I said, "Well, maybe this will help." And I climbed up on the table next to the birds, and I pulled up my pant legs, and I showed him my legs and my feet. I said, "Do you know who I am now?"
Nice. That is pretty awesome. That's a true story. You really did that?
I really told that story. I really did.
That's awesome. And what was the look on his face afterwards?
Well, it was disgust is what it was. Yeah, that would be the best way to put it, disgust. Yeah. Yeah, the most common question I have after that is, I say, "Well, what'd you get on the test?" Right? And I mm-hmm. say, "Well, the real answer to that is it took me 6 years to finish my degree. And I had five major changes. And I went through four jobs, three places to live, and two girlfriends to get one degree."
Wow.
In speech communication. So
so no, you did not pass the class.
I did not pass that class. Yeah, you got it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. Just once again, at Parables and Pints, going on over the Arcata Playhouse at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And you're bound to hear many more exciting stories.
Oh, yeah. It won't be like that at all. It'll all be Jewish folk tales. And yeah.
Well, we don't want to spoil any of them, do we?
Well, that's why I didn't tell one, because I didn't want to give it away. But there are some wonderfully humorous and fun stories.
Okay. So Arcata Playhouse, 7 p.m. Wednesday. It's $10. Proceeds benefited Hospice of Humboldt. It's definitely going to be a great time for sure. Here's the Avett Brothers. It's When I Drink. K-Hum. Okay,